Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, citizens, to Liberty Tales from the Tower. As your media director, it is my privilege to inform you that the following stories may contain content some listeners will certainly find disturbing. Ooh, another night, another tale. Thank you for joining us here at AB3. The Night Adventure and Entertainment Expo has been a delightful success, and I greatly enjoyed my evening of festivities. Tonight's tale is our final expo treat, but before we bring you your entertainment, we have an important announcement.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Greetings, citizens. Tonight, the Department of Public Affairs Broadcast Division is happy to announce a new show releasing soon. From our very own writer, Caitlin Statz, and our producer, Travis Vengroff, this new Fool and Scholar production will follow the story of Nolira, a woman who set out to forge a new life in the distant stars. As her new life falls apart around her, we piece together the strife that caused her to flee the dark expanse of the vast horizon. So check out Vast Horizon and subscribe now, as the show premieres in just over 2 weeks. Find it any way that you listen to podcasts.
What do you think you'll find there?
New things. New sky. New life.
Will you ever come back?
Something's wrong. Status of the Bifrost?
There are significant malfunctions across the Bifrost. Simple functions and vital functions are lost. Vast Horizon.
Ooh, I'd kill to hear something like that. Sadly, we now return to the Expo for its last night. Our in-tower archivist, Caitlin Statz, brings our mid-season finale to an end with this tale. An experience of a lifetime goes awry when one Expo goer encounters what it means to experience another's happiness.
Test your skills in a trial of strength. You can win tickets to the drinks bar.
Oh, no, thank you.
Tickets get you into tonight's singles mixer.
No, thank you. Excuse me.
Test your skills in a trial of strength.
Melina! Oh, that is you. Italis, this is my coworker, Melina. Melina, my boyfriend, Italis. Speaking of boyfriend, where's Junius?
Junius and I have recently ended our relationship.
Oh, that must be so difficult for you. Junius is a wonderful man. So sorry to hear he dumped you.
No, it was an amicable separation. Neither of us dumped the other.
Well, I am sure you will find someone. I know it can be hard.
Well, it might be difficult for you, Livia, but I'm having no issues. I'm happy to see you're not here alone, though. I know it can be hard on some.
There are a lot of things here that just work better for a couple. It's a shame you won't get to experience them.
I've had a wonderful time so far, so no worries. I'm such a fan of the Night Expo snacks, and being a single rider, I was put on the front of several rides. The Minecart Express line let me skip past hundreds of people. I've even won several games of skill. In fact, well, do you need a drink ticket? I have 5. No? It has been such a great night, but thank you for your concern, Livia, and I'll see you at work tomorrow. It was nice to meet you, Italis. Maybe next time Livia will let you talk. Excuse me, and may the Archon watch over you. Reeve, she is such a child.
Welcome to the DRD Experience Hall. Will you join our technology exposition this year?
Welcome to the DRD Experience Hall. What's it about this time?
This year, the DRD is happy to present the latest psychological technologies safe for citizen use. Tonight, you can experience the happiness of others in our current model of memories, manipulation, and transference.
To be honest, that didn't tell me much.
The DRD works diligently on new technologies every day. Now, you can experience the happiness of your fellows, increasing not only your own joy, but strengthening the collective bonds of Atrian citizens.
So, a virtual reality experience.
I work for the Expo, so I lack much of the information that the team working the exhibit can easily explain. I would say if you're interested in having a unique experience, just go in and they will give you a much better explanation. Everyone that has come out of the experience has liked it so far. It's been a real hit this year.
Well, that is what the Expo is for, right? New experiences?
Exactly! Enjoy! Welcome to the DRD Experience Hall. Will you join our technology exposition this year?
Revia said this really changed her outlook.
Darius did say this was his favorite.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Hungry, though. Want to get some meal after?
Hello, citizens. I hope you are all having a fun evening. I would like to thank you all for coming. I am Dr. Shun from the DRD. I usually work in a lab all day, so this expo has been, well, quite the change. This year, we are happy to be the team to showcase a new technology to our citizens. My team and I worked diligently on this project for many years. I have had the pleasure of working with some of the finest neuroscientists, psychiatrists, and programming experts in Atreus. And we are happy to debut our project for public use in this expo. We have had overwhelming success over the last several days, making a positive impact on the lives of the many citizens who come through those doors. First and foremost, our technology is perfectly safe. It would never be permitted for such public use without rigorous testing and approval from the DRD and DPA. Today, we give you the opportunity to experience the happiness of a fellow citizen. Using a system that induces memory recall and transmission, you will be paired with a citizen. You will see the happiest moments of their life as if they were your own. But, more importantly, you will feel the neurological signals of happiness associated with those memories. Not to worry, the pairing is done anonymously. The memories you see and feel will be slightly hazy, and the part of the brain used to identify facial features is understimulated, allowing for protection of said anonymity. You may feel the overwhelming rush of love someone felt on their wedding day, but you won't be able to see the spouse's face as they walk to the console. After the experience, if you are inclined to learn more, there is also a short video you can watch about the future applications of these technologies. I have been told to warn you, it does get a bit technical. One additional point of warning is that the event does come with some known side effects. These can include disorientation, shortness of breath, migraines, vomiting, temporary lack of awareness, and enduring feeling of euphoria that subsides within 3 to 4 hours. We have nurses in attendance, so any participants who suffer side effects will be taken care of on site, with needed follow-ups if required. So, if you are interested in the experience, please follow our attendants through the front doors. And if you are not interested, you can leave at any time, or stop in to watch the video on future applications before leaving. The whole experience takes about 20 minutes. If you will be waiting for someone, we also have a waiting room to the left. Thank you all for coming, and enjoy the experience.
Will you be joining us today?
Yes. It sounds interesting.
All right, we are happy to have you. I've just sent our anonymity and non-disclosure agreement to your privacy hood. So if you can please sign the agreement, we can begin getting everyone situated.
Yes, and there. Sent.
Thank you. Please wait a moment, it shouldn't be much longer. Hello, everyone! We will start separating you into the smaller groups, so please look at the random color set to your privacy hood. If you received the green color, please go to the door labeled 1 on the left. If you received the red color, please go to the door labeled 2 on the far wall. And if you received the blue color, please go come to the door labeled 3 on the right and follow me. Okay, so there are 12 of you here with me now, and that means we can get started. My name is Venius, and I'll be your attendant for the experience. Please choose one of the reclining stations, and I'll be around shortly to attach the transmitters. Please remove your privacy hood, as the transmitters will be attached to the various spots on your head. If you're wearing a large coat or mantle, there's a hook at the top section of your station for you to hang it. Hi! I'm going to attach this mask over your head. There's no gas running right now, but when I hook up the transmitters, I'll turn it on. It helps to relax you and prepares your mind, making the transference of signals easier to process. So just a few more transmitters. Sorry, it can be a bit cold. There. Are you comfortable?
Yes, thank you. This is all a bit odd.
Yes, but everyone's enjoyed it so far. I got to try it before we opened it to the public, and it was fantastic. I got to experience what it was like to win a 500-meter race, since I've never been too athletically inclined myself. There, all done. Okay, so I'm going to turn on the gas, so you'll feel a bit relaxed.
Everyone is now ready, so we will begin. Please relax and enjoy the happiness of your fellow citizens.
You can do it. Don't worry. Just play.
I'll try.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Your grade report just arrived.
I tried really hard.
Well, we just need to take a look. You want the honors?
Yeah. They are my grades.
Reeve.
90th percentile! That's wonderful! You worked so hard.
I knew you could do it. We were saving something for you.
To the perfect student.
Chocolate!
You're very weird.
Hey, stop picking on her!
Stay out of this, scrap face.
No!
Ow, that hurt.
Yeah, that was the point.
All right, you're winning. You gotta redirect guards. Keep up punches.
Got it.
Stop him, man. You're gonna kill him. Stop the fight. I said stop the fight.
Are you sure we should be down here?
Yeah, no worries. I just wanna, you know, get some alone time.
Well, it may not be overly romantic, but it's certainly private.
I have a spot. It may not be the city skyline, but it's pretty nice for down here. Come on. Yeah, right here. Nearly there.
You know, for next time, I hear the hotel next to West Park is rather romantic.
Absolutely. Now sit here.
Why?
Are you okay? Do you need help?
No, you can't help me.
You do not know that yet. Maybe I can. What's your name?
Nerus.
Well, Nerus, I'm a social worker, and I want to help. So I can try. It may not work, but it does not mean we should avoid trying altogether. Can you get off at the next stop with me? We can go for a walk and talk.
Why not? I have nothing better to do or try at this point.
We have arrived at Station 17 in District 9. Please disembark. Thank you for using the Skyrail system. And remember, leave indoors.
This area is a dump. Why come here?
I've worked with people here before. Everyone has low points in their life. Some people end up here. The fact that you think this place is a dump tells me you may be well off back home.
I guess.
Come this way. We can continue our talk and get you back to the Skyrail.
Let us go, please. Don't
help!
Tell anyone.
Someone help!
Oh, waking up?
Where am I?
You fainted during the experience. We moved you to the recovery room, but you have been asleep for about an hour or so.
I'm going to vomit.
Here's a bin and some water. Now, you're having some normal side effects, but I'll be honest, I've never seen so many side effects present in a single user before.
Happy.
I know. Feeling of happiness may endure for several hours, but it can also feel a bit overwhelming. Lay down. You can rest as long as you'd like.
No. No. No, I want to leave. I want to go home.
Well, I can't make you stay, but if you're disoriented, I must recommend waiting.
No. No. You misunderstand the things. The happy things I felt.
Go ahead and try to sleep. You'll feel better after you give your brain some time to rest.
No, 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 leave me be. I'm leaving. I'm sorry.
Melina, are you all right?
It's time to seize the opportunities of today. Wake up, citizen. It's time to seize the opportunities of today. Wake up, citizen.
She was in shock. You're fine now.
Thank the Archon you were here. Thank you. Don't miss your train, useless girl.
I'm sorry.
Hello. Thank you for calling your local DRD outreach office. How may I direct your call, citizen?
Hello. Could you connect me to the office of Dr. Shun? He and his team presented at the Night Expo, and I have some follow-up requests.
Certainly. Before I do that, is there anything else you require from the DRD outreach office today?
No, thank you. Just Dr. Shun.
Please wait while I connect your call.
You have reached the public line for the DRD Neurosciences Subdivision. Please state the name of the person or division team you are trying to reach.
Dr. Shun?
One moment while we connect you.
Dr. Shun is unavailable.
but his team's voicemail is currently accepting calls. Please leave a message for Dr. Shun.
Hello, Dr. Shun. This is Melina Krosos. I was a participant in the event at the Night Expo. I nearly saw someone die at the Skyrail station, and I can't stop smiling. The memories I saw in the program, the happiness I felt, it was horrible. The memories I got, they were all wrong, all violent, killing people. Please, somebody call me back. I need to get this out of my mind. I'm happy about all of the wrong things, violent things. Something is terribly wrong with me. I have to go. Please, have someone call me. Again, this is Melina Krosos, and thank you. Yes, that is correct. We received your signed contract yesterday, and now that the filing is complete, we would like to move forward with setting up a time. I understand. What date works best for you? Yes, that works. We'll need you for the full shift to proceed with the production's launch. We already have our... Yes, that sounds perfect. I will have the project team ready for you by then. See you then. May the Archon watch over you. Hello, this is Melina Krosos. Oh. Let me step out of the office. Can you hold for just a moment? Thank you. Yes, I can hear you now.
Hello, Ms. Krosos. This is Dr. Small from the Department of Research and Development, Advanced Technologies Division. I'm calling in regards to the message you left with our division voicemail.
Oh, did Dr. Shun...
I must apologize, but Dr. Shun is currently not available. I was one of the secondary leads for the Night Expo team and the primary mental health advisor for participants.
Sorry, a bit confused. Dr. Smalls, was it?
Dr. Small, no S. And no worries, I wanted to reach out to you in regards to the feelings you've been experiencing. Now, I would like to remind you that due to the confidentiality agreement, you cannot disclose the memories of other participants. But we can discuss the way that undisclosed memories have affected your own mental state and emotions.
Wait, I can't tell you? Even if people got hurt, even if I saw a crime?
What? Hurt?
Unless it could stop someone from getting hurt, yes? I think, legally, I have a responsibility as a citizen to report this.
Do you believe someone could be hurt in the future?
Yes! And I'm also afraid for myself. I'm happy, Doctor, happy to see a woman nearly get hit by a train, giddy when I watch the news broadcasts about accidents. And pain, that whole expo exhibit did something to me.
Reeve, I am so sorry, Miss Krosos. This is not something we've encountered before. We have never expected this outcome. In regards to your current mental distress, we are obligated to assist you, and I want to guarantee your mental health can recover from this. I can make time for you at my daily practice. The DRD will cover any expenses due to the contract of the Night Expo experience. When are you available to come in and talk? I would like to begin addressing this as soon as we are able. My office is in District 5, in a tower just next to the inner wall to District 4.
Tomorrow I have third shift free. Will that work?
One moment, let me check. Yes. Can I text the time and address to your attached hood information?
Yes. Thank you. I received the information. I will see you tomorrow.
I will see you tomorrow. May the Archon watch over you.
Melina?
Oh, it's Hollis. What are you doing here?
I'm here to see Livia. Are you okay? The woman falling onto the track this morning at the Skyrail, you seemed distant.
Oh, I just... Like you said, shock. But what were you doing at the Skyrail?
I take the Skyrail every day, same time for work. I guess we just didn't know each other before, so I didn't care to recognize you?
Oh.
That sounded rude. It wasn't supposed to. I mean, now that we know each other, we know we're around. I'm just going to go see Livia.
Yes. Maybe you should.
Reven doors.
Today's news, the annual visual recreation collection viewing has been canceled by the Division of Interactive Media. The reason for the cancellation is still unreleased, but we are assured that it is for the protection of public interests. Also, the DRD would like to remind all of their fellow Atrians that the monthly NAS shots are the best way to get the most out of every meal.
Get ready for a new gripping horror actual play podcast, Dark Dice. Six travelers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem. After a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late?
Hello, this is Melina Krosos. I'm here for my appointment.
Come in, Miss Krosos.
I'm glad you could make it on such short notice.
The way I've been feeling, I am glad you had the time.
It's my job to make the time, Miss Krosos.
Melina is fine. This is a nice office. I enjoy the chosen aesthetic.
If I have to work here, I might as well enjoy it. The interior design firm I worked with has instilled in me a new appreciation for furniture design. Apparently, I'm a fan of post-Red War reductionism.
Yes. Some of these look like Everlock designs. He was very popular during those years.
Sounds like you know more about it than me. I just enjoy the form and functionality.
Everlock would have been happy to hear it.
But we are not here to discuss my choice of tables and chairs. If you'd like to take a seat, we can begin.
Of course.
Thank you for sending over the paperwork so quickly yesterday. I took time this morning to look over everything. You have no history of mental distress or disability, and I hope we can work to get you back to feeling that way as soon as possible.
Thank you. I have to say, Dr. Small, I am pissed. All this was caused by that Night Expo event, and I cannot believe it was permitted.
We've never had this happen previously, not in any of the many tests. It was not a problem with the transference of memory and emotion. It was a problem with the source of input for the memory and emotion. And being pissed off is a valid way to feel, and we can look into that more. Now, due to the nature of the issue, I read over the confidentiality agreement signed by the Expo participants. You can tell me anything you need to, now that we've entered into professional confidentiality. We can privately determine how to move forward, both to help you and to work to help others if needed.
So, where do we start?
Wherever you would like. How do you approach your memories of that night? Where does the event begin for you?
From Livia. I spoke with Livia, a co-worker. She goaded me on, or maybe it just felt that way. She urged me to try something new.
She told you to go to the DRD event?
No, I just mean, she... she made me feel weak. But not so much with words, but the way she said it.
And you believe this pushed you to try the DRD experience?
Yes. I wanted to prove to myself that I could go out and have fun by myself.
What next?
I saw the DRD experience, and the Night Expo worker made it seem so interesting. I remember someone talking, and Dr. Shun's speech beforehand. It's vague, but there was a lot of white.
Due to the process for the memory transfer, your own personal memories around the time of the experience's initiation can become more difficult to recall.
I remember getting the non-disclosure agreement on my hood. Then I remember the happiness. Little things. Playing well in a violin recital, excellent grades, and happy parents.
Those kinds of childhood memories stay with people for a long time. They're foundational, loving.
They didn't stay so easy. But it was so wonderful, so happy. I could feel the heartbeat, the rush in my ears, my skin warm, and my face hurt from smiling.
Melina, let us try to use better terms, to separate your personal feelings and experiences from those of the transferred experiences. It was not your skin warming or your face that hurt. It was the memory.
But But I saw them all. The little fight. I stopped a bully. I was triumphant. I did it. I felt the pain in my hand.
You felt the pain in his or her hand. You felt their triumph. You can stop whenever you want to, Melina. Try taking deep breaths.
I watched him. It was a him. He hit the bully. He hit the bully, and it felt warm and right and calming. And it only got worse. Older, maybe 18, we were boxing. He was boxing. He won, but he just kept hitting and hitting. That the blood felt like a badge of honor. The mat turned so red. He was pulled away, winner. So happy to have won. So happy to have beat the opponent. So exuberant to have nearly killed him.
All right. Usually in our tests, we had many happy memories, like the earlier ones you described. Personal accomplishment, receiving love and praise. Even the bully memory is common, allowing people to feel a sense of righteousness and pride. Here, the paths diverge. What, to you, feels like the source of the happiness you feel?
Pain. Seeing it. Inflicting it.
Something funny?
No, I just feel so happy thinking about it. The next memory, the first one, the strangulation, I squeezed the life out of that darling girl. I felt the air stop in her throat. I watched her eyes grow wide in pain and fear, a show for me. To make me happy, to bring me joy.
Melina, take a deep breath. Remember, try to use distancing language. It was not you, it was him. They are someone else's memories. You may feel it, but remember that you have never hurt someone like this. Think about the body of your memories. Compare those memories to your own. How can you tell they're not yours?
What do you mean?
You said it was a man. How can you tell?
My hands. The hands in the memory are too large. The hands around that woman's throat, they are lighter than my hands.
See? It is not you.
Yes. No, I did not kill her. I did not. But someone did. Someone killed her. Dr. Small, does the DRD keep the records of those who entered the Night Expo experience?
Yes. Anyone who signed a non-disclosure like yourself is on record. But they're not grouped by batch. It's just a collection of all participants. That's part of the attempt to sustain participant anonymity. Miss Krosos, we've not reached a point where we can begin to address...
I will call you to set up another appointment. I have to go. Thank
Wait,
you.
I'm worried about you and about what this means for my team's project over at the DRD. Please, set up an appointment before you leave.
Same time, 3 days next?
Yes, that should work.
Thank you. Reavendors. Directions to nearest DCO office.
The nearest Division of Community Order office is 4 blocks east. You can reach this destination
I can see it. Thank you.
Hello. How can the DCO help you today, citizen?
Hello. I was... hoping I could speak to an officer about a crime.
I will need to get your name and some information on the possible illegal activity so I can assign your case to the correct investigator.
I'm Melina Krosos, and the crime is... violent crimes. It's difficult to explain.
Thank you, Citizen Krosos. By violent crime, do you mean an assault?
Yes. I saw someone get hurt.
Have you logged this information into an internet submission form?
No, I would prefer to speak to an investigator.
Understood. Please take a seat and you will be called upon when an investigator has been assigned and is available to speak with you. Citizen Krosos, an investigator will see you now.
2 hours. Violent crime to report, and I wait 2 hours. Thank you.
Hello, Citizen Krosos. I'm Junior Investigator Virgil Richter. What did you see?
Everything I'm about to say is going to sound very strange.
Well then, let's get started.
I was at the Night Expo, and something went wrong.
Oh, did you witness the event in the Cave of Mirrors?
What? No, listen. I was at the Night Expo at the DRD Experience Hall, where citizens got to experience the happiness of other citizens. We all got memories put in our heads to experience the pure happiness of another.
Yes, I read about that. Strange thing. Great success.
The memories I saw were not normal, Junior Investigator Richter. The person whose memories I lived through, they were a murderer. Are a murderer.
Murder?
The people in the experience supplied the memories. I got someone's, someone got mine. Someone in there was a murderer. They sent me the memories of a murderer, happiness, and death.
What did you see? What details can you give? How can your memories help us? Do transferred memories hold up as evidence?
So you believe me?
This is not something I've heard before. Granted, it is difficult to understand. For now, let's continue as though I believe you.
So...
continue with your story.
I will explain it the way that I saw it. I was the murderer. I felt my hands strangle a young woman in the sewers below the city. I convinced a young man on the train to walk with me, and I beat him to death. I tortured fellow citizens.
That is... do you think all these crimes were committed by the same person?
Yes.
That is not a lot to go on. And why are you laughing?
The DRD experience makes you feel happiness. These crimes are his happy memories. I cannot stop feeling this way.
What can you tell me about the event? How many people were in the experience with you? Was it one of them?
There were... 11 other people in the room. The DRD has all the participants recorded, but not the time of their experience.
I have no idea what to do with this information. Can you remember anything else?
I am seeing a doctor from the DRD to talk about the problems. It's difficult to...
If I'm going to do anything with this... I'll need a lot more information than what you have given me.
He played violin as a child. Got high marks as a child, at least 1 year. Boxer. He's killed at least 4 people. I think he'll do it again.
This is a very strange conversation, Citizen Krosos.
I am... so sorry. I just want to help.
There is not much I can do. Not when I explain that all of this is in your head. That is not hard evidence.
Reach out to the DRD. Ask them if I was a participant. They have me on file.
I will figure something out. This has all been logged and documented. Thank you for your time, Citizen Krosos.
That's it?
Not much to do until I get more information.
I guess that is true. Thank you, Junior Investigator Richter.
May the Archon watch over you.
You too.
Hello, Melina. On your way to work this morning?
Oh, Italis. Yes, of course. You too, then?
Yes.
Just because we know of each other now does not mean we need to speak to each other.
Well, it is polite.
True. So, are you always so daring?
What?
Saving that woman from the rails.
Not that I know of. Surprised myself with the whole thing. I don't think the fear from it all really set in until I got to work. I was looking through patient files and just hyperventilated.
And how did Livia feel about your heroics?
Oh, I did not tell her. Please do not tell her. She would never let me forget putting my life in danger like that.
You don't want her to know you saved a woman?
I don't want her to know I jumped in front of a train. Still, it seems you're back to normal. The whole thing was rather frightening.
Yes, it was.
The train has arrived.
Every time I hear it now, the announcer, I feel anxiety building up.
It was nice to speak with you again, but you will have to excuse me. I must make a call. May the Archon watch over you.
You too.
Also, the DRD would like to remind all of their fellow Atrians that the monthly NAS shots are the best way to get the most out of every meal. Looking for a fashionable way?
Hello, this is Melina Krosos. I'm here for my next appointment.
Come in, Miss Krosos.
I'm glad you could make it back so soon. I'm concerned with your condition, and I'm hoping we can make progress today.
Me too, Dr. Small. I am trying, but I cannot get rid of these feelings. My dreams are terrifying. The thoughts I've had...
Well, take a seat. There's hot caffeine if you'd like some. I've had some time to examine possible ways to proceed, but we'll get to that in time.
Thanks for the drink.
You seem tired.
I am. I keep having dreams. I usually wake up from nightmares, and I consider these nightmares. But this time, I just sleep and enjoy. It's horrible.
The effects you are suffering from will continue to bleed into your subconscious until we can work to reverse or subdue the effects of the event. Have you had any more experiences that have troubled you?
Yeah, I saw the broadcast. The one from that attack in the No Man's Zone. I was enthralled. The fighting.
Is that the only other instance?
No. A man last night stumbled out of a building into the street. He was clearly drunk, and he fell. He hit his head, and blood poured down his face. Other people rushed to help. I rushed in, but I just found myself standing there, looking. It felt like looking at a painting, or a great dish laid out before you in a cafe.
Have you had any urge to act upon any violent thoughts or actions?
No. No, I can tell what I should not do, so I never act.
You never act, but you do have ideas for violence?
Not for violence. I think I want to be happy. So I should just push someone a bit, or place something sharp in their drawer. but I know that those are not proper things to do, and I never do them.
I'm sorry to say those are violent things, Melina. Interesting. How about we try some of the ideas I've worked on? Tell me about things that make you, Melina Krosos, happy. Even the most mundane things. What do you enjoy?
Reading. Or watching my favorite broadcasts with a hot cup of chocolate. It is cozy and comfortable. I like going dancing. I usually go with some friends from my old study days about once or twice a month. We have a fun time. Out all night. I used to enjoy dates with my boyfriend, but we recently separated. We had a hard time lining up our schedules, so reservations were difficult. So we just went for long walks and chatted most times. My favorite thing since I was a child is the fireworks display for Founding Week. I always get together with my parents and family, and we enjoy the lights. I look forward to it every year.
That all sounds very pleasant. And when you think about these things now, do you feel happiness?
Yes, but not excitement. They're just old, fond memories.
It can be very normal to lack excitement about future events when beset by worry for current ones. I'd like to try to place you in a hypnotic state to work on resetting your subconscious correlations. I've only performed hypnosis on 3 patients previously,
but the results have been positive in all instances.
May I ask what types of problems they faced?
I cannot give you specifics due to the same doctor-patient confidentiality that protects your sessions with me, but I can say that as a specialist with the DRD, I have experience with soldiers returning from the fringe.
Oh, that is very impressive. Sorry, just nervous about the whole hypnosis idea.
No need to apologize. We can find another way.
No, I think it may work. I did a little research to try and distract myself, and hypnosis can be used to adjust object associations. Yes?
Yes. I'm glad to see you're working on this problem on your own as well. Just remember, the most important thing you can do is distance yourself from the memories. Do not accept them as your own.
So, how do we start? Do I watch a dot on the wall or something? Do I have to lay down?
You're fine where you are. But first, take some deep breaths. The anxiety you feel can impede the process. There's no rush. Just try to relax.
Relaxing. Relax. Nice weather today.
Yes, very refreshing.
No time like today to become a better citizen. Calm, collected.
If you feel ready, we can begin. If so, close your eyes and listen to my voice.
Yes. Ready.
I will speak calmly and clearly. When your eyes are closed, just focus on my voice. I will count backwards from 12. As I count down, I want you to picture a warm chocolate drink in your favorite mug. With every number, picture the mug a little less full. Now. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How do you feel?
Like I just had Atreus's best nap. Was that it?
Yes.
I do not feel any different.
Can you please look at the screen?
Of course. Oh!
Do you see the picture of the hot chocolate?
Yes, I do. It looks lovely.
What does it bring to mind?
A night on the sofa. An interesting book. Fun shows. Pleasant tastes. Calm.
The process can take time, but these simple things can establish a positive, safe baseline to your happiness.
So it worked! Small pieces at a time. I understand that, but it worked.
Yes. Now, for our next session, I'm hoping you can send over some video files you have regarding happy memories. Maybe some from Founding Week or of parties. Events that bring you some joy. We can use those to help as well.
Oh, are we done? Oh, Reef, how long was I under? Well, I have to be off or I'll miss my Skyrail. Quickly, did anyone from the DCO contact your lab about the Night Expo?
Not that I know of. But any official inquiry from another division or department would go through the division secretary, not myself or the other team.
Well, thank you for today.
May the Archon watch over you.
You too, Doc. Hi, this is Melina. I'm here for my appointment.
Come on in. I have my hands full with some caffeine.
Sorry for the mess. I just made a pot when I knocked it over.
I'll get you some more rags.
Thank you. I just got a new table and forgot it was there. Tripped on the leg and spilt the whole of it.
A nice table, though. More post-Red War reductionism.
Yes. I knew I needed something for the space next to my chair. Not an Everlock, though. There, I think that is all the mess cleared up.
Whomever the designer, it fits the space. And after 7 times here, I'm happy to see something new.
Oh, is it a bit dull? No one said anything, but I could always try a sculpture or two.
No, this is perfect. Not to be rude, but I hope I stop coming here altogether at some point.
You have made significant progress.
I am just happy to see this whole ordeal fading away.
Fading away?
Yes. The bad memories are fading like smoke lifting out of my head. Soon, I hope only my memories will remain. No more urges to push people onto the tracks. Or other things.
Well, let us get back to it then. I still have the videos you sent over, so today we will focus on fireworks. I was apprehensive to work with them earlier, because they are slightly violent in their own way, but we have made progress over the last five or so sessions, and I'm confident this will be fine. If you're ready, close your eyes and listen to my voice.
Yes, ready.
I will speak calmly and clearly. When your eyes are closed, focus on my voice. I will count backwards from 12. As I count, I want you to picture a large, dark sky over the city, filled with stars. With every number, picture a single firework, any color you like, bursting in that sky. Now, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. How do you feel?
Normal. Rested.
Can you look at the screen? I have your video of last year's Founding Week fireworks queued up.
That was a great performance. I forgot how beautiful the colors were.
Explain what you're thinking while you watch the video, please.
They are so beautiful to watch. More so in person than in a recording. My parents had just toasted my aunt's retirement. Everyone was cheerful, and the fireworks seemed to start on cue. I look forward to this year's. I look forward to this year. Happiness. Every time, Dr. Small, every time we get a little closer to normal. And every time I feel as though I can breathe a full breath again.
Just be sure to use your distancing language. Write down any of the negative things if you need to, as though it is someone else's story. And never forget, happiness comes from little things, like seeing a friend's face, a cup of caffeine, fireworks. Alone, these are simply objects. You must relate to them.
Thank you again. These sessions seem to go so quickly. Oh, sorry, I am getting a call. It was not on during the session, I just switched it on to leave. Thank you. I will see you again soon. Reeve endures.
Reeve endures.
Hello, this is Melina Krosos.
This is Junior Investigator Virgil Richter. I hope you're recovered from your previous state.
I am recovering, but it's not a simple matter.
Sorry. I hope you are doing well. I would like you to come into the office to work on your previous report. We have a list of citizens who participated in the DRD Night Expo experience from that night.
How long of a list?
About 700 men.
I will be there within the hour.
Our caffeine maker is broken. So if you think you'll need some, bring your own. But it shouldn't take too long.
Okay. I will see you soon. Reeve endures.
Reeve endures.
Hello, how can the DCO help you today, citizen?
I am Melina Krosos. Junior Investigator Richter called for me. Please tell him I am here.
Will do. Please wait a moment. Hello, Virgil. Citizen Melina Krosos is here to see you. All right. Citizen Krosos, please go back to room 3. He will be waiting for you there.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me. It is relieving to know you're looking into this.
It's a lot of work. And a lot of people.
700 is a lot.
Well, now that you are here, we're going to narrow it down. These are all the names of the men who are included in the DRD paperwork. Cross-reference to the names of the men who entered the Night Expo on the evening of your event. There's no way to tell when someone leaves the Expo, so everyone who entered on that day is included.
Feels like a dating game.
Don't flatter yourself. Some of these men are married, and hopefully outside your criteria. That guy's 72.
Well,
that one's just 18.
Yes, but in the memories, there was no ring. No wedding ring.
That is easy to fake. You could just take it off.
Humor me?
Fine. If we removed married men, it narrows down the number to 510.
He was lighter than me. I remember thinking how strange it was to see my skin a different color. He was maybe mid-tone, like you?
Okay. That's a vague identifier, so we can only readily eliminate a section. So, 370 men remain.
I can't remember his voice. It just sounded like me.
Wouldn't help much right now anyway. Think physical identifiers.
On the sky rail, he was easily able to grasp the standing handhold. Tall. I would say over 170 centimeters.
That I can work with. With that, we can narrow it down to 280 men. What about eye color? Hair color?
No, I never saw his face. Sorry.
Anything else we can use? Well, 280 is a better narrowing down than I'd expected we could get.
That is still a lot to go through, and I have work in half an hour.
You can go for now, then. I'll have to do more thorough background search, which you can't legally be here for. I'll call you again when we get to the next stage.
So, I can go? So soon?
Yes.
Well, Reavendors.
Reavendors.
Hey!
Oh!
Hard at work?
Hi. Yes, I am. Livia should be at her desk.
Yes. We just had lunch, and I was dropping her off. I thought I would be polite and say hi before leaving. I thought during our last discussion I may have offended you in some way. You left very quickly.
Yes, well, I apologize. I just needed to make a call.
Great. Happy to hear it. Well, I'll see you on the sky rail. Reavendors.
Reavendors. Hello, this is Melina Krosos. Yes, Victoria, thank you for calling. We already have all the information requests from the lighting crew regarding the opening speech, but they did say they would need to have their full crew in attendance for the last rehearsal, which is completely understandable. No, I know it can get busy, but this is their profession just as it is ours, and they know how best to make this display really shine. So I think if we just trust them, we should instead discuss the issue with the catering service. Oh, okay. How about you call me back in 2 hours, and we can discuss it then. Perfect. Talk to you then. Reavendors.
Can I see you in my office, Melina?
Of course, ma'am. Anything I can do for you?
Please take a seat. I wanted to speak with you regarding your performance.
Oh, yes.
The Wonder Show project seems to be progressing well.
Yes. I just completed a call regarding the misunderstanding with the lighting, so I believe we can move forward far more quickly once we finish resolving the catering issue. I checked in with Fanya, and she's already moving forward with the advertising campaign.
Once this project begins to conclude, we have 3 new campaigns to launch in a short time frame. I was speaking with Fanya, and she is very impressed with your work. She says that you are focused and that you work very well with confrontational parties.
I am happy to hear that.
But when I looked at your time chart recently, I have noticed that you blocked out far more shifts as inaccessible due to medical reason than other workers.
Yes, I have been seeing a psychiatrist due to an event, but I can say with certainty that I have worked diligently to compensate for the specificity of my schedule. I have never logged fewer hours than before, only modified the times of my shifts.
Your reasons do not need explaining. Your dedication shows through the work. Fanya has recommended that you take on the role of project lead for one of the 3 upcoming projects.
You want me to head a campaign?
This is not a promotion as of yet. But we expect to promote someone to work alongside Fanya within the upcoming months. If you can prove that you can control and efficiently execute a project with minimal oversight, you would appear as a prime candidate for the job. The only issue is that project leads often need to have a far more flexible schedule to accommodate the inconsistency of the campaign plans.
I know that I can do it. I have been so fortunate to work with Fanya, but I know I can pull a project together and work with our groups to get this done. My scheduling issues may clear up soon, and if they do not, I'm sure I can work around them.
I am glad to hear it. I certainly believe that you are the woman for the job. So prove me right, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
May the Archon watch over you.
And you as well, ma'am.
The citizen you are currently trying to reach is unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, Dr. Small. I apologize for calling, as I'm sure you are very busy. But I could not think of someone else to tell first. I feel so happy. I just got a great opportunity at work, something I have striven for so long, and now it's almost like a promotion, but not yet. Like a pre-promotion. But this happiness is all my own, and it's so overwhelming. Such a normal, wonderful thing. This is Melina Krosos. I look forward to our next session. Hi, this is Melina.
Come on in.
Oh, that is new.
Yes, it's a secretary's desk. I've been taking on some more patients outside of my time with the DRD, and I found another psychiatrist to share the office. So we are looking into hiring on some assistants.
Do you enjoy your work at the DRD?
Of course, but there is certainly a difference. There I work in research, helping people from a distance through data. But here, in my practice, I get to help people face-to-face and see a difference. Like that voicemail you left. I was happy to hear about your pre-promotion.
I become happy just thinking about it. Project lead, Melina Krosos. If my first project goes well, I can secure this position. I know it. I've been working as a project manager for several years now, and this is the goal. This is really, truly happiness. Almost giddy. Okay, I was giddy. I can control it now.
Well, it's wonderful news. For both you professionally and personally. Would you like to continue with hypnosis today, or just talk?
Hypnosis. It has been working so well, and I need to clear all of this old negativity out of my head. I need it gone.
Okay. You seem rather enthused and excited, so take some deep breaths and calm your mind. If you're ready, close your eyes and listen to my voice.
Yes. Eyes closed.
I will speak calmly and clearly. When your eyes are closed, focus on the sound of my voice. I will count backwards from 12. As I count, I want you to picture Jacob West Park, filled with sculptures and happy people. With every number, picture walking from one sculpture to the next, in any design you like, and enjoy a calm moment with each design. Now, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. And how do you feel?
Rested. Calm.
This session took a little longer than usual. You had a lot of excitement from work, so calming you down took some time. We're running a bit behind schedule, so can you look at these pictures of the park and explain how you feel?
Excited.
You're excited about the pictures of the park?
Oh, no. Sorry. I keep thinking about work. The park makes me feel rested, at ease. Oh, I can see what you mean. I am thinking a lot about work. But, I'm going to miss my train.
Oh, Melina, please schedule the next session soon. This is a great time to work harder on restoring your own normalcy.
Will do. Thank you. Reven Doors.
Reven Doors.
Hello.
Hey, Melina. Ready for another day? I sent the updated catering list over just a moment ago.
Yes, and thank you. Hello, Livia. I hope your shift is going well.
Hi, Melina. It is going well, and I heard about your new possible promotion.
I am so happy to see all my hard work coming forward to display my diligence.
Well, I hope you aren't just using work as a distraction from your recent breakup.
You know what, Livia? That was the furthest thing from my mind. I'm happy to say I am working hard because this is truly something I enjoy. And I hope you can say the same. Now, if you excuse me, I have a form to check over and send off to the catering group. May the Archon watch over you. And say hello to Italis for me. Hello, this is Melina Krosos.
This is Junior Investigator Richter with the DCO office. Would you be able to come in today to look over photos with me in regard to our memory murder case?
Memory murder?
That's what I'm calling it at this point.
I just got to work for the day. Do you know how long I would need to be there?
It could take 10 minutes or 10 hours. This case is the oddest one I've ever worked. I need you to look over some photos and help the DCO connect some possible leads.
Photos of men from the Night Expo? I told you, I never saw my face.
No, not suspects. Crimes. You said you witnessed the crimes, so I have some crime scene photos for you to look over. I must warn you that they can be graphic.
Will after this shift work? I cannot leave when I just arrived.
Yes, I have other cases, so no rush as long as you come into the office today. I'm working a double shift.
Okay, thank you. See you then. Revendors.
Revendors.
Hello, this is Melina Krosos. Yes, I did get your message about the seating arrangements, but I spoke with the Mr. K from safety and he agrees with me. We need to remove one column of chairs for an emergency thoroughfare. I know that moving the seats to the back decreases the profits from prime seating, but the safety laws are not to be ignored.
Hello, how can the DCO help you today, citizen?
Melina Krosos, I am here to see Junior Investigator Richter.
Do you have an appointment?
He is waiting on me.
Please wait a moment. Hello, Virgil. Citizen Melina Krosos is here. Citizen Krosos, please go back to room 2. He'll be waiting for you there.
Thank you.
All right. Now that you're here, I want to warn you again that some of these images are going to be very graphic. I've run background checks on all of those men, trying to narrow down the search by looking into those men who have ever had their name run in the system for association with a violent crimes case. Not just as possible perpetrators, but witnesses, neighbors, anything that could cause them to have a history in the community order database. There are several men still, so I pulled up photos of the associated crimes.
I have some worries. I've been working to distance myself from violent thoughts and imagery to try and empty my mind of those horrible memories.
Even citizens with no mental issues have problems with seeing much of the scrap I see every day. Do you want to wait? Or talk to someone? We have an in-office victims counselor.
No. I understand that what we are doing is important. We could help save someone. So I can't keep delaying this.
Okay, we will begin. Do you recognize this woman?
No. I told you, I could not see faces. The memories were all fuzzy. I don't think the memories transmitted facial features very well, if at all.
That's what the DRD said in their report as well. Okay then. I apologize, but the graphic pictures are the only option.
Oh, that's horrible. No, I don't recognize it. That poor woman. Did she fall?
No. She was pushed onto the skyrail track. What about this?
No, I don't recognize him either.
Okay, this one?
No. Not at all.
Now, this next one is gruesome, so be warned. This couple had been tortured and found in a textile manufacturing facility.
Krosos? Should I get you the victim's counselor?
No! No! Please, please, just... Give me a moment. Chocolate. Fireworks.
Can I get you anything? Sure.
12 blue firework. 11 red firework. 10 yellow firework. 9 green firework. 8 purple firework. 7 silver firework. 6.
So I have a hot chocolate, but it won't stay hot long.
Yes. Thank you. Bring it to the room. I'll be there in a minute.
Sure.
There is hot chocolate in that room. And I like hot chocolate. And I can help. I will help.
Feeling any better?
Thank you for the drink. I won't need to look at the picture again. I don't have to. Those were the people from my memory. I remember the feeling of slicing through muscle, the warmth of the blood washing over my... his hands, the hooks. I remember it all.
Okay. So I'm going to show you pictures of 3 men. Please tell me if you recognize any of them from the Night Expo.
One.
You recognize him from the Night Expo?
No.
Where then?
That's my psychiatrist.
Okay, so this guy, Dr.
No! Don't say it. Don't know. Wait, wait. No, please, please don't. Don't say it. I know it. I just know it. Don't say it. I want to go now. Please open the door.
Citizen Krosos, please, sit back down.
No! I want to go home! Please, open the door!
Wait, please. I need you to just sign a statement confirming you recognize the connected event and suspect. If you can just... Ow! Krosos! If you don't sit down right now, I'll arrest you for assault.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I need help. Victor, please.
Okay, please just read this and sign. I'm calling the victim's counselor. I'm bleeding. Please send Cassie in here as soon as she's able.
I can't go back to see him. I can't see Dr. Small. He was helping me, right? I can see fireworks. A cup of hot chocolate. The blood. I hurt you. I hurt you. I read it. It's signed.
I am so sorry for what you've been through, Melina. Come in. Melina, this is Cassia. She's very well equipped to help you face the emotional distress you've encountered today. I'm going to leave her here with you to help you with anything you may need. you have any questions before I go?
Will you arrest him? Can you lock him away?
This is what I'll work to find out. Maybe Archon watch over you.
What's happening?
Hi, Melina. You're in the hospital. Cassia from the local DCO brought you in earlier today. You had a panic attack we could not stop, and we had to sedate you. You've been asleep for a few hours. How are you feeling?
Talis, you're a doctor?
No, I am a nurse, though. How are you feeling?
My whole body feels sore.
That can be a normal side effect of the sedative. It's the middle of the night, but I can get you something to eat if you're hungry. Or thirsty.
Water? Please, thank you.
Here. There's more if you need it.
I remember why I'm here.
As far as Cassia told me, you helped identify a possible criminal.
Yes, maybe. Can I set up an appointment with a psychiatrist?
Of course. Because of the panic attack and sedation, we require a physiological evaluation before we can discharge you. So I'd be happy to set up something for you in the morning. All of our non-emergency personnel are currently home for the evening.
Well, wake me up when I can see someone. Otherwise, I'm going back to sleep.
I'll close the door when I leave.
Thank you for sharing, Melina. I know that many of these sessions have been difficult.
Yes, but who knew I needed a hospital vacation?
You do not need to force laughter with me, Melina. I know your own version of happiness is still reforming. Our hard work is far from complete.
Well, do you know anything else about the trial?
Yes, it will be 4 days from now. Italis and I will escort you to the trial so that you can present your evidence.
Last time I spoke with Junior Investigator Richter, he was still concerned about the acceptance of my evidence, given that it is only memory.
The DCO has confirmed that Dr. Shun from the DRD will attend and confirm the IA's acceptance of transferred memory evidence for this and future trials. It is a rather momentous occasion, but we are here to focus on you, on your track to happiness and stability. How do you feel today, and how is work going?
My first time acting as project lead, and I believe everything is going well, even if I work from a hospital room. My boss is unhappy with this development, though, and I am sure my possibility for promotion has been postponed.
I heard you threw a tablet across your room yesterday. Will you tell me why?
I was angry, and I thought I heard footsteps. I thought someone might come in the door, and I wanted to hit them.
Your intention was to hurt someone?
Yes. The urge passed soon afterward, and no one came into the room until after the tablet was in pieces.
Have you had any more dreams that you would like to share?
I was at a concert, like the one I planned a few months ago. I was standing in the balcony section, checking the light displays, and I pushed someone over the edge. When I looked down, their body was bent backward over a row of chairs. Not a lot of blood.
You did not wake up?
No. I just walked down the stairs to get a closer look. Then an assistant with hair as long as the floor walked up to me and handed me some chocolate.
That part sounds more like a normal dream.
It always seems to be a mixture of the normal and the other.
Is there anything else you would like to discuss? You said on our schedule that you had a work obligation at 1400.
No. And I will see you tomorrow. Thank you, Dr. Yukita. Reven Doors.
May the Archon watch over you.
Please take your seats. The trial of Dr. Plutarch Armand will continue. This morning, we heard testimony from the investigations undertaken by junior investigator Virgil Richter and his superior investigator, Domna Ellison. Now we will hear a personal testimony. The next citizen to take the podium is Dr. Plato Shun. Dr. Shun, please state your level and profession for the record.
I am Dr. Plato Shun. I am lead researcher for the Department of Research and Development's Advanced Technologies Division within the Neuroscience Subdivision. I was one of the leads responsible for the creation of the DRD memory transfer technologies used in the DRD Night Expo experience earlier this year.
The validity and importance of the memory transfer technologies for the improvement of Atreus is not in question today in this trial. Dr. Shun, please inform us as to the statement the DRD would like to put on record regarding the technologies and their administrations during the Night Expo.
The DRD supports the validity of claims regarding the coherence of transferred memories. These memories, although they contain limited information regarding the people in the memories, are valid experiences that can be conveyed and understood in truth by the memory recipient in a manner not unlike the original formation of the memory by the donor. The transferred procedures followed during the DRD Night Expo experience were in accordance with the established guidelines laid out by and enforced by the DRD and the DPA. The non-disclosure agreement signed by participants does allow for the transfer of confidential memory information if it regards a possible past, present, or future crime that harms Atreus or its citizens. In this, we at the DRD present that insofar as she tells the truth of her experience, Melina Krosos, who will present information on transferred memories received during the Night Expo experience, should be understood as an eyewitness to events.
Thank you, Dr. Shun. You may step down. The next citizen to take the podium is Melina Krosos.
Just remember, deep breaths and do not look at Dr. Armand.
Citizen Krosos, please state your level and profession for the record.
I am Citizen Melina Krosos. I am Project Manager for Excellence Events Consulting.
Please present your evidence for the charges against Dr. Plutarch Armand.
I only found out his true name recently, as he has been calling himself Dr. Small during our sessions. But on the last night of the Night Expo, I went into the DRD Experience Hall under the promise of experiencing the happy memories of my fellow citizens. I signed the non-disclosure agreement, and soon myself and 11 others were placed within the chemically induced state needed to commence the transfer. I never really spoke with another person at the Experience Hall who was not an employee. The memories I received were horrible. In the memory, I saw through the eyes of a man. He started as a child, receiving high marks in his courses and playing well at the violin recital.
Objection! Childhood memories do not pertain to a possible past, present, or future crime.
They can assist in the identification of the owner of the additional memories and are thus admissible. Citizen Krosos, please. Continue.
Then there was a memory of hitting a bully, and in addition to seeing the punch thrown, I could feel the rush of happiness. At first, I thought it was pride, but I was wrong. The next memory was of a boxing match, where I watched myself pummel a fellow citizen far past the point of winning, overwhelmed with a rush of euphoric feelings as the blood soaked my hands. It was at that point I knew the happy memories I received were memories of inflicting pain. The next memory, I watched myself flirt with and trick a beautiful young woman into joining me in the tunnels beneath the city. It was there that I strangled her. It was such an intense feeling of joy.
For the record, the woman referenced here is believed to be Olbia Gift. She went missing over 12 years ago and has never been found. Citizen Krosos, please continue.
The next memory. I was on the sky rail and a man named Nearest was crying. He was upset and I offered to counsel him. He walked with me into a dark section of an outer district, and I beat him to death with my bare hands.
For the record, the man referenced here is currently believed to be Nuris Brubaker, whose beaten body was found at the base of a derelict skyrail tower 10 years ago. Citizen Krosos, please continue.
The last one was the worst. I saw two citizens, a man and a woman, a couple, I think. They were hung up on hooks, and I tortured them.
And were you able to identify pictures of the crime scene with junior investigator Virgil Richter?
Yes, I recognized the pictures instantly.
And you assisted in presenting identifying information to junior investigator Richter?
Yes. He had called me in multiple times after I presented him with the transferred memories. I was able to inform him as to skin tone, height, and the possible lack of a wedding ring.
You also sought physiological help for the mental strain and foreign feelings created due to the transferred memories.
Yes.
Can you point to your psychiatrist?
Yes. That man there. He was the psychiatrist that called me back, stating he worked for the DRD alongside Dr. Shun. He called himself Dr. Small. I know now that he was Dr. Armand.
Did Dr. Armand help you with your problems?
I thought he was. But it was a lie. I have a real psychiatrist now, Dr. Yakita.
That is all. Please step down. The next citizen to take the podium is Dr. Plutarch Armand. Dr. Armand, please state your level and profession for the record.
I am Dr. Plutarch Armand. I am a psychiatrist for the Department of Research and Development's Medical Division. I work with both in- and outpatients for several wards in multiple districts.
Do you recognize Citizen Melina Krosos?
Yes, I've worked with Melina for some time. She suffered a great deal of unease and mental strain due to the side effects of the DRD memory transfer. But I fear she's confused. I have never heard of or worked with a Dr. Small.
Don't look at him.
It is upsetting to see all of this brought up against me. I've been a psychiatrist for about 7 years now, and I have helped so many citizens. So many people out there have led me into their lives.
You feel such joy. He has not helped us. He's destroyed so many lives. Helped so many lives. Out there? Out here? Out here? No! Everyone leave! Get out! He'll hurt you!
Melina!
Go of me!
Calm down!
Put me
just
down!
Ow! Outside the trial! Catch your breath!
Let me back in! Italis, get the door open! They need
Melina,
to get out!
Stop! You need to calm down. You just hit me in the eye!
Melina, I understand that it can be difficult to confront him, but to act such a way in the trial is not only unprofessional, but also lends itself to discredit your statements.
No! You don't understand. He wasn't talking about Atreus. He was talking about the courtroom!
You're not making any sense.
Open it! Get them out!
This is Dr. Yukita.
It's not opening!
Central City District Courthouse. Someone has locked the doors.
Open the door!
And you're screaming.
We can't help you if you don't open the door!
Everyone, stand back! Melina! Doctor! Back up! Back up! The emergency personnel! Look!
Stand back from the door.
What happened?
Dr. Small! Dr. Armand, he did this! There were patients in that crowd! He made them do it! He taunted us!
Everyone, stand back! Switch on the hydraulic claw and let's get inside.
You, citizens, stay here.
Now, team, go! Breathe.
So much blood. Great archive.
Melina, get back from there!
How?
They'll need to... No! Don't go in!
Look for any survivors.
Melina, please, come out of there.
We need medical personnel.
He's gone. He's not here.
The scene of the Central City District Courthouse continues to be the focus of an extensive combined DCO and CDF investigation. During the proceedings of a murder trial, the emergency locks to the courtroom engaged, locking the attendants inside. Screaming and cries for help could be heard, but the room was inaccessible for several minutes, only opening after the application of a hydraulic claw. Once inside, 47 citizens were found dead, including notable DRD researcher Dr. Plato Shun and Central City District Court official Glossia May.
There has been no official statement yet as to the condition of the bodies, but investigators have asked for citizens to be on the lookout for this man, Dr. Plutarch Armand, who was on trial for murder and who was not found amongst the deceased.
Hello,
tonight
is this we'll Citizen be here Golder? From an I'm here for my appointment.
Thank you for listening to the Liberty Podcast. If you would like early access to episodes and bonus content, join fellow citizens on our Fool and Scholar Patreon at patreon.com.
This season of Liberty Tales from the Tower, we would especially like to thank the following citizens: Zach Israel, Matthew Staten, Marcus Larson, Fallon Gannon, Garish Balasubramaniam, Jeffrey Alley, Adam Farber, Jennifer Lowry, Scott Morrison, Christian Treat, Maria Berglund, Daniel Urschwall, James Reese, Daniel Stewart, Monica David, Dustin Hickman, Joshua Burnham, Leif Erickson, Victoriano Vello, Sasha Friedrich, Miko Asunta, Libet Reed, Kayla Blue, Boone Head, Intronaut, Thorb Jork, Chris Enrico, Richard Maxton, Big Carl, Monica Paredes, James MacArthur, Jordan M. Ellingson, and Jonathan Wade. You truly make our stories possible. Thank you. The music for this episode was composed by Punch Deck, Stephen Malin, Travis Van Groff, Brandon Strader, and Brandon Boone. Also, please remember to subscribe to Vast Horizon, the new sci-fi story by Fool and Scholar Productions. Happiness was written by K.A. Statz, co-created and produced by Travis Van Groff, with dialogue editing by Sarah Baczynski and mixing and mastering by Brandon Strader. Featuring the voices of Jordan Cobb, Tamara Parliament, Chad Ellis, Caitlin Statz, A.R. Olivieri, Peter Joseph Lewis, Sean Francis, Jonathan Goldberg, Christy Van Groff Carino, Desmond Carino, Lonnie Manila, Max Carino, Graham Rawat, Travis Van Groff, Karen Himdall, Peter Young, Hem Cleveland, Mike Keata, Christy Luce, Paul Mea, Russ D. Moore, John Grills, Nicole Doolin, Stephen Malin, Diane Casanova, Daniel Demarin, Chris Curran, Peter Young, Cap Blackard, and John St. John. Peter Joseph Lewis is the night host for Tales from the Tower. This production is copyrighted 2019 by Fool and Scholar Productions, and Liberty is a trademark of Travis Van Groff. Thank you for listening. Hope that the Archon watches over you.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new. Or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and Laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.